You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Now we're talking about a new release, a clip, a co-production with Noki. Tell us about this groundbreaking clip.
Sure. So 33 Creative, in collaboration with New South Wales Health, have decided to create a song that is a collaboration with Aboriginal artists, and is kind of giving a message of encouragement and keep it up to young Aboriginal people, particularly with the virus and keeping our communities safe, because we are a vulnerable group of people. Yeah, it's kind of just a fun project to encourage youth to keep social distancing, stopping the spread, and hopefully bring some joy and something fun back into community.
Was it easy to get started with this project? Because usually when you have collaborations like this, you have to liaise with this one and then the other one's not available, or a venue is available, recording studio is not available. How did things pan out from the decision to collaborate, or even the process of deciding to go ahead with the project?
Yeah, everything ran really smoothly. As soon as Noki and I got into the studio together, we already had so many ideas and kind of messages that we wanted to give to young people. And so as soon as we kind of got writing and, you know, creating the track, everything kind of flowed really, really, really smoothly. And I think we ended up with something really cool that I hope our young mob really appreciates and is something that our communities are proud to play.
But you come from two different genres of music style. How did you blend your styles together?
I don't know. Noki and I worked together before, and, you know, when two people love music and you both kind of have a shared message to share, you know, kind of just the creativity kind of just flows. And I think we ended up with a really cool kind of synthesis of R&B and hip-hop.
Yeah. So it's a message that you're giving out there, you're sending out, and people will dance to that message.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, well, and I can't wait to see the clip, because, you know, you're giving out a strong message, health and safety message, and dancing to it.
Yeah, then the video as well is so cool. Like, if you guys haven't seen it yet, when it drops, I definitely encourage you guys to go give it a watch. We had the Mugra dancers also come and kind of bring that cultural aspect to the video clip, and it just looks so cool. I'm really proud of what we created.
Was it shot outdoors or indoors? Where was it shot?
Yeah, so we filmed the whole thing outdoors, all social distanced, wearing masks. So we definitely, you know, followed the rules of the government around, you know, protecting our communities and stopping the spread. So, yeah.
Any flash mobs there to maybe bring a little bit?
I guess you could call it that. We had, the dancers there. Could have looked like a flash mob to people who were walking past while we were filming.
Yeah. No, I can't wait to see it. And 1.5, this is a question that I myself didn't know what 1.5 stood for until I spoke to Noki earlier, and he said 1.5, and they explained, yep, it's the distance. This hasn't been hammered enough into our heads.
Yeah, I know. So it's kind of funny, when we had to come up with the title of the song, one of the lines in the song goes, 1.5, give me some space. And so we thought, I don't know, because it's a song about the coronavirus, we should, you know, pay homage to the classic social distancing rule.
Because when I heard 1.5, I thought, wow, it sounds like, one of those FM stations tune into 105.5.
Yeah.
But it's 1.5 meters, just to be
fair. Yes. Yeah. We tried to make it sound cool as you can make it sound.
No, this is a... I think the youth will also pick up this very, very quickly. Very, very well found for people like myself. You know, I keep repeating it every day, 5-10 times a day on air, and yet it didn't register in my mind until Noki reminded me, 1.5 is 1.5 meters. That's the social distance.
Maybe we should revise the title to 1.5 meters instead.
No, but it's pretty good. 1.5, what's that 1.5? Is it 1.5 steps? No. Yep. That's the distance you have to keep. So you had these dancers, Mananjali, you said. There's Gamilaroi as well, Banjalung. Wow, a lot of input there from mob there.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I guess, in everything that we do with community or for community, we make sure that we have, you know, a diverse representation of Aboriginal people and a diverse range of perspectives shown as well. So, you know, Nookie and I can only speak on behalf of ourselves. And so kind of bringing more Aboriginal people into that space and showcasing culture, I think, was really important to us.
And this is done in collaboration with the New South Wales government, Keep Our Mob Safe. I did a lot of they did produce a lot of short videos back at the beginning of the pandemic, and now you guys are coming with something even more powerful, a clip that's going to stay in everyone's minds. It's 1.5, it's very catchy.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool that the New South Wales Health reached out to 33 Creative with this idea, because, you know, it's so important that we continue to reinforce those ideas of social distancing and stopping the spread within Aboriginal communities, because we are, you know, susceptible to the virus just as much as everyone else.
Yeah. Now, you are a role model and a leader. You yourself do the right thing. But do you see the rest of the youth in the community? Are they really getting the message, or they just need a little bit of more encouragement?
I think it goes both ways a little bit. I know a lot of young people who have been so good with social distancing and who have been avoiding seeing their friends and avoiding seeing their nan and pop and stuff. So that's been really encouraging to see that messaging is getting through. But I also know a lot of other young people who have been struggling with staying home and not seeing their mates.
Yeah.
And so I guess it's just about keep on, you know, giving young people resources and information on why it's important that we stay home and isolate when necessary.
Yeah.
It's important that we don't go out when we don't need to. And so, yeah, I think it has been and will continue to be a long battle and a challenge for us, just to continue to encourage our young people and just also check in on their mental health as well.
It's very important, because we see any physical damage is visible, but what's happening in our minds and our mental health is not visible. Someone might be suffering and you may not know just by the look of him. You need to more than just looking.
And our young people are so reliant. I mean, our whole communities are so reliant on connection with each other as well. So it's been really a challenging time for everyone to kind of not be in that normal routine of being able to see mob and your family. Just checking in on everyone once in a while, I think, is really important, just to have a yarn about how people are feeling and dealing with, you know, the challenging times that we're in.
And for people who are in the clubbing age, is 1.5 something that we might see people, you know, get on the dance floor to in a nightclub?
I'm honestly not sure. I mean, I know at the moment that they make you sit down if you want to dance.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how much fun that is.
Yeah,
I don't know if we'll be, you know, having a dance anytime soon, honestly.
But I hope people are, I mean, there's a relaxation of the conditions and people can go down and dance and have some fun. But then leading up to that, first listen to this message, abide by it, and then you can have fun after that.
I mean, hopefully, you know, we get to a spot where we can start going out and, you know, having fun and and being with family and friends again. But I don't think we're there just yet.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.